This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have you for 2 hours today. If you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. The number's 1-866-582-9933. I want to cover a couple things before we get to our main topic here. Because most people believe that, you know, sports figures, they're role models for children to emulate. In some cases across the country, people still haven't awakened to the fact as to what's taking place in the NFL. They're going for the kids once again. And what they're doing is they're attempting to teach them to go ahead and desecrate the memories of those that fought blood and died to give us the freedoms in which we have. They were the ones that sacrificed themselves, namely our military, who fought upholding the laws found in our Constitution, a Republic, Article 4, Section 4. But now you have these NFL football stars, fallen stars, might I add, that want to play the role model for your children to bring them where? That's the question I have for you, to bring them where? I want you to listen to this carefully. The first step in liquidating a people is to erase its memory. Destroy its books, its culture, and its history. Then have somebody write new books, manufacture a new culture, invent a new history, and before long that nation will begin to forget what it is and what it was. Because the struggle of man against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. And that's exactly right. And if you look at Scripture in Jeremiah 6:16, it tells us to go back to the old past. And we're also to know the doctrine concerning the Word of God. And if we fail to do that, to study ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, then guess what? We're going to be given unto those that mean to revise who we are as a people. And this has been going on for a long, long time in this country. But let me say this again. The first step in liquidating a people is to erase its memory, destroy its books, its culture, and its history. Then have somebody write new books, manufacture a new culture, invent a new history, and before long that nation will begin to forget what it is and what it was. The struggle of man against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. Now, I don't know how many times I have reiterated this point on this radio show. To go back as to what our forefathers pointed their finger to. And what is that? Study the past. Know the past. Study the past and know the past. And when you think of Hosea 4:6, it says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, the way people are destroyed in this country, friends, is due to the fact that they give their minds over to those that mean to control them in so many different fronts. Now, if I go back over to what one of our presidents had rightly said, he was right on the smack, love him or hate him, Woodrow Wilson said rightly that if we don't know where we came from, how do we know where we're going? This is exactly what he said. He said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotions to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of the Holy Scripture. Now, folks, just think about this. Not only just the NFL, but going back to politicians, folks, they don't even know what the founding documents say, yet they're there to uphold the enumerated laws found within. Now, let me give you an example. We had spent some time with a representative that used to carry the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence in his pocket. And he was on the federal floor at one time making some comments to those that serve we the people on a federal level and on a state level. And in the process, as he was walking out, the floor recorder asked him the questions as to what were you making reference to when you were making your comments. He was making reference to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Yesterday I shared a little of Nancy Pelosi, and folks, it doesn't start just with Nancy Pelosi. It goes to the top, including this administration. Folks, they don't even know what they're to uphold. Yet they swore with their hand on the Bible and a man that they would uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, if that was the case, then they're committing suicide on so many different fronts. Okay? So now let me go back to this. What I want to do is I want to bring you over to none other than, well, an article that Tim Brown wrote. He wrote, free speech works both ways. Well, free speech does not work for those that violate free speech, just for the record. He wrote, fans abandon NFL over protests, leave half empty stadiums. Now, this is good news to know and good news to hear. Now, he said, frankly, I could care less about the National Football League and the ongoing social justice protest. The game has no impact on my life, and neither does its players. He said, however, it appears that many Americans are finally putting some shoe leather to their anger at players who kneel during the national anthem and will not stand for the raising of the U.S. flag, and it's showing up in photos from NFL stadiums across the league. Now, friends, I'm looking at picture after picture after picture. New York Jets play the Miami Dolphins. Half the seats are empty, friends. I'm looking at pitcher after pitcher. The Cleveland Browns playing the Tennessee Titans. The stadium is half empty, America. I'm high-fiving you right now. Pitcher after pitcher, friends. Cleveland Browns playing again, half empty, friends. And it goes on and on and on and on concerning the pitchers at these NFL stadiums. And by the way, did you also know, friends, that you are paying, your tax dollars are actually paying for these stadiums? I just wanted to let you know that because many people do not know that. But I'm looking at the New York Jets and the New England Patriots, Baltimore, Atlanta, Houston, folks. The arenas and the stadiums are half empty. Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, half empty, friends. Chicago Bears, Carolina Panthers, half empty. What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The American people are waking up to the fact that they're not going to tolerate these criminals on the football field that are being used as useful idiots to revise the present by teaching the up-and-comings to disregard and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. Because we know that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. Just for the record. Now, for those that didn't know, the National Football League is completely littered with criminals. I mean, this may explain why they're protesting police, and now you're going to get it after this segment. In the up-and-coming, I'm going to tell you exactly why these criminals are protesting the police, and you will now get it and understand it. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Getting to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. We got you for the next 2 hours live. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, as well. And you can also jump over on my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I don't know what's going on here, but we have Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com online. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, man. I think one of the things is that we're hacking at a branch here. Like so many things, we're talking about people not standing for, you know, the flag or the anthem and stuff. But we need to go deeper. Why are these games taking place on a Sunday anyway? You know, the Fourth Commandment's very clear. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you will labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, female servant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger who is within your gate. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. That's Exodus 20. We're jumping down the line. What we should be doing is saying, why are these things opened up? Pay millions of dollars for these guys to work, because this is their work on the Sabbath, when it is not that which honors the Lord. In fact, we do it even in our government. Congress acknowledges the Christian Sabbath by adjourning on that day and exempting the president and other agents of government, including the postmasters and other carriers, from their official duties on the Christian Sabbath. So why in the world will we not address this as just blatant sin in our culture of the NFL convening on a Sunday to do this. That's one. And then two, you were making mention of their tax dollars going for the stadiums. That is true in many cases. I know Carolina Panthers did theirs all by season ticket sales and stuff like that. But money is going into the NFL from the D.C. government to compel people on the national anthem and the raising of the flag, too. That's unconstitutional as well. But the real issue gets down to, why are we not obeying God and his commandments?
Well, I agree with you 100%. And obviously what I'm starting up here is Mylan Kundra in talking about liquidating a people to erase its memory. And actually, Tim, I'm not taking a step back as to what you're saying. I totally agree 100% with what you're saying. But I don't know that there's ever a thing that I've done on this radio program in 17 years where the axe has not been laid to the root of the tree. To me, it's tearing it down. And it's if it has to happen little by little, redundantly, day by day, it's what I have been doing. And to wake up the American people, I mean, if this is what it takes to wake them up to finally deal with these people, then so be it. But again, I would lay it to the candor of the people that are funding and turning their television on, watching this, again, being entertained out of their freedoms. I would lay the axe to the root of the tree in every given area concerning what's going on with the NFL or the baseball league or the basketball league or whatever the case is, because the American people are by design being entertained out of their freedoms in so many different ways.
Well, no, you're right about that. But I think that they're willing to go back in the stadiums on a Sunday, okay, and violate that commandment if the guys will get off their knees. They're willing to do that. Do you see what I'm saying? So in essence, we're tying it to those things. I'm not denying that we should be respectful and be thankful even for those who have come before us, who have served constitutionally and lawfully in the protection of our freedoms and of our country. No question about that. But a lot of people would be content to let these guys get off their knees and quit their protest and continue to violate the Fourth Commandment.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
I totally got that. I got that off the offset of what your comments were.
Yeah, and a lot of American Christian constitutionalists and everybody else will say, that's just fine. As long as you're saluting, we'll let you go. But you can violate the commands of God. You can go for what we think, but underneath that is the command of God. And I think that's all I'm
yeah, making
out. It's not
yeah,
to start an
exactly.
argument. It's just to say,
I don't feel that way. They're making void the commandments of God by keeping the commandments of men is what they're doing.
That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm tracking with you, Tim. I'm totally tracking. And here's the thing is it's like Gideon, you know, he's told to tear down his father's altars and little by little. And I'm not trying to justify it. It's what's in my heart. I don't for the life of me and everywhere I go, again, not attempting to justify myself in any sense of the word. But I ask the questions to those people that I go to. Why is it that you continuously after church, you'll go home and turn on the television and you will sit there and entertain yourself by watching a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball? Can you imagine the enemy of men's souls, how he is laughing at mankind to accept this form of entertainment? And I'm not talking about, because listen, when we're talking about freedom in the natural, it first starts freedom in the spiritual, 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Yeah.
And again, I don't understand it neither. I mean, when we see babies being murdered, we see the government perverting, we see them transgressing law, which in fact they're there to uphold over and over and over again, and why they put as a priority to watch men play the sport. Again, it bewilders me to no end, and the only thing I can actually attribute that to, Tim, is the fact that men are blind, and they are willfully being deceived, and even when they know the truth, they still continuously turn the other cheek and say, there's no hope, we're going to go after our gods. Jeremiah 5:20, and that's exactly what they're doing. But it's my job to continuously blow the trumpet, and I'm going to continuously do that, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, sure. And then, you know, one of the things I pointed out in that article is the fact that many of these will abandon the stadium and they'll say, oh, I can watch it from the comfort of my home. Of course, some of them have bought season tickets and things like that. So that it's not like even them being in the seat or not being in the seat is having an impact there. But they'll go and watch it on their television. And, you know, millions of dollars are spent to support these guys that they're protesting against through commercials. So if you're not willing to just cut it off completely, then you're only doing your protest in reverse of free speech, halfway. I say if you're going to do it, go all the way, man. Cut it all off. Quit, like you said, watching the guys in the tights with the pig ball and stuff, and start honoring the Lord, with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unthinkable to me when I really get down to the nitty gritty of it in thought, considering what's on the football field, in how they're dressed and how they're acting, how they're used. I mean, one moment they're glorified and the next moment they're completely thrown away because they're hurt or they're no good anymore. And people don't pay attention to this league. And I want to add to this too, Tim, because you brought up sponsors. You know, we were out eating lunch a couple days ago, me and my family. And of course, when you go into any restaurant today, there's televisions everywhere because the camera's on the players, again, attempting to pull your mind away from what matters to being entertained. Entertained, by the way, is the definition is to basically entertain you out of your freedoms. Tame, derive from entertain, means to stop from entering in, and that's exactly what men are doing. But when I was there, I noticed the sponsors, man, they were going strong. They didn't care about what any of the people had to say. They are going strong. And I remember many years ago, 10 years ago, I remember when Target picked up the homosexual agenda and they said that they were going to support homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. I turned and I looked at my wife and I said, we're not going into a Target again. And 10 years later, we have not walked into a Target. And until the people begin to deal with the golden calf, their sponsors, within themselves first and foremost, because they can't pull the mote out of their brother's eyes until they first get it out of their own. But the bottom line is if you want to make it count, you're going to have to cut the sponsors off, because that will cut them off at the knees, literally. So they're not going to be able to stand. And that's how I think we should end that, by laying the axe to the root of the tree. And again, I agree 100% what you said, Tim, all the way.
Yep, and those same sponsors are after us. They're after us to shut us up. They're wanting to cut us off and say what we can and what is acceptable to put out in media and what is not. I mean, that's the same people behind the NFL as well.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you for your time, my friend. I had to take you up. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come right back on the other side. NFL arrest record by team. I'm going to give you the NFL arrest record by team. So you are literally entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms by watching a bunch of criminals, literally. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so let's get to this. Let's get to this. You know, it's interesting, one of the things Moses did to the children of Israel is when he came down from the mount receiving the commandments of the Lord, he found that his brother Aaron created a golden calf. And Aaron created the golden calf because he feared the people, and he took of their jewelry and he made a golden calf, and he said, "These be our gods that go before us." And when he came down, what he did is he stamped it. He stamped it out. He just completely broke it down to nothing but dust, and then he threw it in the river, and then he made them drink of it. And that's exactly what I see happening here today. Because when we're talking about the NFL right now, we're talking about a bunch of team players in the NFL and teams that have an astronomical amount of criminals in their ranks, for those that didn't know. So if you want to know why they're protesting police, I don't care that they protest bad police. I got a problem with them protesting good police. I have a problem with them protesting the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to be in a free and the freest nation in the world in the first place. So just so you know it. So I got it, and now I want to give it. Here's the NFL arrest database, okay? Team of arrests since 2000. You ready for this? Okay, this is what's on the football field, America. This is what you're paying to support. Minnesota Vikings have 42 criminals amongst their ranks. Cincinnati Bengals, 40 criminals amongst their ranks. Denver Broncos, 36 criminals amongst their ranks. The Tennessee Titans have 33 criminals amongst their ranks. And of course, you better know within yourself, America, they're just doing what they've been told to do. They're a bunch of communists. They're a bunch of ignorant criminals doing what they're told to do. They're useful idiots. The Miami Dolphins have 28 criminals amongst their ranks. Kansas City Chiefs, 28 criminals amongst their ranks. Jacksonville Jaguars, 27 criminals on their team, as they like to call it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 27 criminals amongst their ranks. Cleveland Browns have 26 criminals amongst their ranks. San Diego Chargers, 25 amongst their ranks. All criminals. Indianapolis Colts, 24. Chicago Bears, 23. Seattle Seahawks, 20 criminals. New Orleans Saints, 20 criminals. Washington Redskins, 18 criminals. Oakland Raiders, 18 criminals. Baltimore Ravens, 18 criminals. Carolina Panthers, 18 criminals. Green Bay Packers, 17 criminals. Pittsburgh Steelers, 17 criminals amongst their ranks. The Atlanta Falcons, 16 amongst their ranks. San Francisco 49ers, 16 amongst their ranks. All criminals, America. And you want your kids and you want to emulate these people. And it's interesting, when you go to or you watch one of these football games, which I have not done in over 25 years, literally, isn't it interesting how they wear their favorite player's jersey? And it's not just the kids, it's the grown-ups. Go out to have lunch somewhere, America. And on a Sunday, you'll see the screens lit up with nothing but team after team. And you'll see grown-ups walk in with half their face in the state of Minnesota painted purple and the other half yellow. And they'll have horns on their heads. And everybody thinks it's cute. And they scream their lungs out, routing on their favorite team. They're going to forget the score tomorrow, maybe the next day if it lasts that long. But they do everything. They give themselves over to it wholeheartedly to support their favorite team. While babies are being murdered. While corrupt politicians are being found out in scandal after scandal. But when a preacher preaches out against the sins of these sinners, man, I'll tell you what, look at that heretic, man. He's just way over the top. Can you believe this guy? I did some audio on, folks, just think about this. A race car goes around a track 500 times, and people actually buy a ticket to watch it. Grown-ups pay for tickets to go to a golf tournament, to watch a man knock a little ball into the dirt. And people are entertained by this. Or how about these WFC fights where they're putting two individuals in a cage now and they're literally fighting to the death in some cases. Or how about this one, friends? You go and you pay an exorbitant amount of money for a ticket to go watch a bunch of guys on metal blades hitting a puck into the net. And yet again, look at your country going to hell in a handbasket because you have departed from a living God. That's the problem. And that's exactly what Tim was just talking about during the first segment. Just think about that for a moment. It's wrong in a society to do the right thing, but you have the approval of corruption when you do the wrong thing. You know, I tell people this all the time. It's interesting because before I really got saved by the Spirit of God, no doubt about it. Hey, listen, what God put in me, no devil's going to be able to take it out of me. You're a fool for your pains, for your attempt. But it was interesting, when I was doing everything I knew I shouldn't have been doing, nobody had a problem with it. But once I started doing what I knew I should have did by following the Christ and obeying Him because I love Him, not because I have to, Romans 5:5, it's interesting, then all of a sudden people started having a problem with Bradley Dean. When I started to obey the laws of the land, then I became a problem. And it wasn't until then that I became a problem. Do you see how this works, America? But that's okay. I've been called to do it, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing just that, going against the flow and preaching to the masses. And that's exactly what I've been doing for 17 years of my life on radio, and 23 since I've been born again of the Spirit, John 3:3. Because I understood the message, and it was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is it for you people that are entertaining yourselves out of what God has promised to bestow upon you upon godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10? Why is it that you've actually convinced yourself that you're going to go to heaven somehow, that you're heaven bound, and you live for the devil while you're here? You are sadly deceived. You are mistaken. But again, I want to tell you that, America, I never had so many problems in my life until I started doing the right thing. Because again, when I was doing the wrong thing, I was easily controlled. Right, sheeple? I was easily controlled. And when you make yourself that individual, you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour, and they do at will. And they do at will. And they do at will, and you're seeing it all day long in this country. Let's get back to this. The NFL is littered with criminals. Baltimore Ravens have 18 criminals amongst their ranks. Carolina Panthers, 18 amongst their ranks. Again, the Green Bay Packers, 17. Pittsburgh Steelers, 17. Atlanta Falcons, 16. Criminals amongst their ranks. The Atlanta Falcons, 16? San Francisco 49ers, 16. Detroit Lions, 15. Do you want to get into more specificity? I'll do that in just a moment. The Dallas Cowboys, 13. The Buffalo Bills, 14. The New England Patriots, 15. The Detroit Lions, 15. Criminals amongst their ranks. The NFL is littered with criminals. And criminals are easily controlled to do the biddings of those that mean to control them. And that's what you're seeing on another front. And you want to emulate these criminals and you want their jerseys on? Whoa, you're like the great underachievers, man. You've taken on the mindset of Bart Simpson, haven't you? By the way, for those that didn't know, in the state of Minnesota, it used to be on the back side of a paper called the City Pages, which is about as vile as it gets. And that, the Simpsons started out, for those that did not know, as the life in hell. Isn't it interesting how it just went from nothing to all of a sudden here we are? Man, it's crazy how that works, isn't it? Oh, it's just by chance that happened. No, it's not. No, it's not. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Hey, lose the world and gain the soul, sinners. New York Giants, 13 criminals amongst their ranks. Arizona Cardinals, 12 amongst their ranks. All criminals. New York Jets, 11 criminals amongst their ranks. Philadelphia Eagles, 10 amongst their ranks. Houston Texans, 9 amongst their ranks. St. Louis Rams, 8 amongst their ranks. A total of 656 criminals in the NFL that we know of. And don't forget about the owners that hired these guys, right? And don't forget about the NFL being tied in with the likes of the Clintons. Don't forget about that. It's about absolute control. And it's about finding the people that will play the useful idiot so we can control the outcome, right? By the way, the data source is San Diego Union. Now let's get into greater specificity concerning NFL players and their arrest records. Okay? I'm not going to give you the name, but I will tell you the criminal offense. Case, arrested. Category, drugs. Accused of misdemeanor marijuana possession at hotel in Charlotte. Arrested, domestic violence. Accused of domestic assault and battery, grabbing girlfriend by the neck and throwing her to the ground in Tulsa. Arrested, case, assault. Charged with felony assault, for incident in Pasadena, California on July 4th, accused of stomping on head of sister's boyfriend. Whoa, these are the kind of people I want to emulate. These are the kind of people I want to work hard to support. What's wrong with you, America? But I'm high-fiving those that are taking heed. And let's go back to, again, laying the axe to the root of the tree. Why is there NFL football, and why are you being entertained on the Sabbath in the first place? Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back. We're going to continue.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I love this. I love doing this, friends. I love awakening the people in this country. It shows you how much I love you, not how much I hate you. It's about priority. It's about giving your whole heart over to the living God in Jesus' name and living for the right reasons rather than the wrong. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I wonder if he meant that you can go ahead and live your own life after you give your life to the Lord. And then I can go to a church, as they call them in America, and have some whore or hireling tell me that it's okay to watch the football game. Or in some cases, maybe they'll even have a football party at the church. That's called using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, friends. It's idolatry. I just got done sharing with you, friends, the NFL arrest record by team. And I gave you city after city after city after city after city after city and the criminals that are amongst their ranks that they have on their NFL teams. But one thing that stood out to me was the oldest sin in the book, idolatry. Live for yourself. Live for what you want to do. Do what you want to do. By the way, for those that did not know, that's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. Congratulations, you're doing what you want to do, rather than what Jesus commanded you to do, to preach the gospel, right? Remember the first prerequisite? Deny yourself and take up your cross. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. It is true. It's really true, America. When you go to Jeremiah 11:13, it's interesting because right after the Lord said that there's a conspiracy amongst the people, he goes on in the verse 13 of Jeremiah 11 and says, "For according to the number of your cities were your gods." Those that you give yourself, those that you serve. Oh, Judah, and he's talking to his children. "And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing?" Everywhere you go, there's an altar to the NFL or an altar to sports, restaurants, bars, airports, you name it. They're there. All those altars are there, aren't they, friends? You know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us you have set up altars to that shameful thing. Even altars to burn incense unto Baal. In other words, giving all of your strength and your prayer, your heart over to your favorite team. You know what the Lord said in response to the people that would not take heed? He said, "Hey, Jeremiah, I don't want you to pray for these people. Neither lift up a cry for them." He said, "I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble." Whoa. That's the God of the Bible? You better bet your bottom dollar that's the God of the Bible. How many times did the American people have to turn the shoulder against the things of God and giving themselves over to the things that man has created? And when you read some of the Bible accounts like that of Diana at the Ephesians in a theater when they were all crying out, "Diana, Diana," and everybody worshipped her on a worldwide scale, friends, it is just the most unthinkable thing that people could actually worship a thing made of man's hands. Matter of fact, it even tells us that the image fell from Jupiter and they worshipped it. That's how stupid people can become. You know, it was George Whitefield that rightly said when of man, he said, "Man without Christ is half beast and half devil." He's exactly right. Praise God for real grace that empowers us to overcome the sin. Let me finish it off during this segment. What I'm going to talk about during the next segment, friends, is gun control. And have you heard of the AK-47? Have you heard this before, America? The AK-47, the big bad weapon. Or an AR-15, or whatever the case might be. I'm going to come and I'm going to highlight that. And it's interesting, America. When is the last time you heard of the Las Vegas shooting now? The four-day nation, as I said. 4 days, your mind is set on something. Your minds are, and 4 days later, you completely forget about it, and the media has you in the palm of their hand, throwing another bone to you to chew on for the next 4 days. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. And the reason we are where we're at today is because of the short-term memory of the American people. Because we can blame nobody else but ourselves for where we're at. Let's get back to the NFL players and their arrest records. I'm not going to say their names. Another was arrested, battery, accused of hitting a man who criticized his driving in St. Petersburg. Oh, God forbid anybody say anything about you. Arrest. Speaking of NFL players and their arrest records. Drugs and guns. Huh. Wow, it's interesting how that works, doesn't it? Another arrest. Talking about the NFL players and their arrest records. Assault and gun. Another one had his suspended license, but of course they feel that they're demigods too, and it doesn't apply to them like many criminals that you call representatives in your country, right? They take on the demigod attitude that they're above the law, saith corrupt politicians, because they have congressional immunities. Here's another NFL player and his arrest record. Charged assault. Accused of attacking a man at a nightclub in Manhattan. Another one, DUI. You know, it's interesting. I know some people think it's no big deal, but isn't it interesting how you live in a bureaucracy now that says, you know, if you go out there and you DWI, it's going to cost you $10,000 driving while intoxicated. But forget about the 11,462 people that were slaughtered on the streets by people that don't understand, don't drink and drive. See, it's a moneymaker. They could care less about you and your family. They care about making that $10,000. They care about capturing that guy that just didn't get it. We want his money. Justice? That's a thing of the past. Matter of fact, in 1992 in California, a judge, as he called himself, he sentenced the man that was caught, I believe it was 18 times drinking and driving. He told him to move closer to the liquor store. Isn't that cute? Yep. Again, forget about the people that are being slaughtered on the streets, America. You know when this all changes? When you've had enough. You know, over in foreign countries, if you drink and drive, do you know that you will be lined up in front of a firing squad the very first offense? Oh, that's just too hard. Is it? Is it? What do you prefer? But again, America, you've been conditioned to have more compassion for the criminal than the victim. So it should come as no surprise to me to think that's what you would say and do. By saying it's just too harsh. That's too harsh of a punishment. Well, to your own demise, again, you make void the commandments of God, and you give yourself over to the commandments of men so they can make more money off your ignorance. NFL players and their arrest records. Another DUI accused of drinking and driving in Iowa, where his car had crashed and he registered a blood alcohol content of 0.125. See, these people believe that they're above the law, too. And the reason they take on that mindset, America, is because you give it to them. Another arrested DUI, pulled over in Dallas, suspected of driving while intoxicated. We have another one that was arrested. This is the NFL and their players, you know, those that will not honor the sacrifice given unto us for our freedoms, first in the natural, then in the spiritual. I always teach in the natural so you can understand what the Lord is saying to you in the spiritual. Because the natural mind receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are spiritually discerned, the Bible tells us. He always spoke in parables. We have another NFL player that was arrested, accused of fighting police and security at music festival in Miami. I mean, this reminds me of this Kaepernick. I mean, you know what else is funny, friends, is you're not to be offended by that. But when you see Tim Tebow kneel down with John 3:16 on his face, the media tries to slander and defame him. And they want you to believe that he's courting controversy by obeying God. Then so be it! If you want to, folks, change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There's a right way of doing it, and there's a wrong way of doing it. Colin Kaepernick, the other side, Tim Tebow. Colin Kaepernick, an ignorant ignoramus, literally a fool, a useful idiot that doesn't know what the difference between right and wrong is. His mother now disowned him, wearing a T-shirt with a Cuban dictator on it. Talking about how hard he's got it. Well, he makes millions of dollars. Talks about how bad white people are, yet he was raised by white parents, friends. And in what you see the ratio, if you want to go to color, it doesn't line up. As a matter of fact, it stands against his very protest. But again, America, keep in mind, he's doing what he's told to do. And you can mark my words on this, friends. Soon enough, one of these NFL players is going to come forward, and they're going to reveal to you that they were told to do the very things that they're doing. Mark my words. Show me where I've been wrong. Mark my words. It's coming. The NFL will be revealed. They'll be exposed for telling the players to do the things that they're doing while in fact they're playing the victim. You will find out soon enough. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.